The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello, it's Leo here. Today, I'm talking about accessible gaming. What sort of games are available, and what developers could do better? There are more accessible games now than there used to be, designed for blind or visually impaired players, including audio games where sound is used instead of visual elements. But accessibility is a bit more than just adding a few settings. For a game to be accessible, players need to be able to understand the menus, navigate the game's world, know what's happening around them, and complete the same objectives as anyone else. That might mean a built-in screen reader, audio navigation, and for players with some sight, good contrast helps as well. For players with hearing impairments, accurate subtitles and visual alternatives to important sounds are essential. And for players with other disabilities, the ability to change certain key buttons can make a big difference. Developers should actively involve disabled gamers in testing, because the features may look perfect on paper, but people who actually use them every day might find some problems that a developer who doesn't use them might never think of. Gaming overall should be something people can enjoy regardless of disability, and the technology already exists to make that possible. Thank you for listening.